Okay, item 1230.
Request of Norman Yanomura to address council regarding Makerspace Fab Lab Collective Common.
Good morning, Mr. Yanomura. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Norm Yanomura, and I'm going to be speaking specifically about a property that's 3366 Southeast Powell Boulevard. But the ideas I'm putting forward aren't exclusive to this property. My thinking is that we need to reorganize the way we live in a big way. And I think that, you know, if we would, with the large store of knowledge that we have when building small and living in co-housing situations, and what I was envisioning for this place was possibly integrating that with the makerspace. Makerspaces are places where a lot of innovation comes, and that you get a certain trait of density of talent. And hopefully from if we as a city could be supportive of this sort of thing, we could attract talent here. And I know that I've noticed a lot of the avenues of development that you have, like on Williams Avenue and Division, you have a residential up and you have the retail down, but this would be something different. This would be where people would, in their collective common from many different institutions or individuals, would pool their resources, and they would have access to CNC machines and plasma tables, computer labs. And in fact, one of the early people in the development of 3D printers was in ad hoc type of development, this sort of community. In fact, one of the more famous ones is Langton Labs in the Bay Area. And they just took a big warehouse. And what they did was is that they kind of made some outlaw living spaces. And then some people, tech people, came together and started having startup projects. There was the fashion industry was involved, the music industry was involved. And it just kind of evolved. But I think that if we could partner some of the resources of the private sector with that of the public sector, and we could become known for that, you know, we could be a draw of talent from across the nation to bring that critical mass where new ideas for the new jobs and the new future and what that basically what the human experience is. You know, there's a book called The Wisdom of the Crowd, and it talks about how our best answers come not from specialists on a panel. The best ones come from an eclectic mix of people. And the type of populations that we could put in these type of facilities could be wide-ranging. And I mean, from homeless to entrepreneurial. And the thing is, with a small space would make it such that we could streamline and be efficient. And we could have common areas. You know, I mean, we wouldn't be completely devoid of taking care of the middle brain. You know, a lot of this is talking about dollars and cents, streamlining and being efficient. But, you know, we have the middle brain, the, you know, mental health, and that part of it needs to be taken care of. We have 71. Anyway, thank you for your time. I'm out of time.
Appreciate the creative suggestion. And actually, it's very timely because we are in the process right now of working on our revisions to our comprehensive land use plan. And we're trolling for creative ideas like this right now. So one, I'd urge you to get involved in that process. I mean, for example, you're talking about this property on Powell.
Yes.
The Planning Bureau staff have sort of sketched out three new mixed-use zoning designations with sort of details to be figured out. Mm-hmm. You know, we know we want to do a more nuanced version of mixed use and to try to accommodate these kinds of ideas better than the first mixed-use zone that we've had in the zoning code for 20 years. Mm-hmm. But they honestly don't know how those details are going to work, and they're waiting for creative ideas to come from the community. So if you're not already involved in that process, I'd suggest that if you can find the time to do some of it, it would be useful because we're trolling for creative ideas. Secondly, it just happens that the president of Southeast Uplift Neighborhood District Coalition, Robert McAuliffe, is sitting there in the front row smiling. And if you're not yet connected with Southeast Uplift, I would urge you to, because they have a land use committee that are thinking about these ideas generally and about Powell in particular. So, you know, this hail fellow well met. The two folks ought to know each other, but I'm serious. This is a moment in the city's thought process where we're literally looking for creative ideas for mixed use from the community, and yours are in the right place at the right time.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.